This is The Takeaway. Thanks so much for listening. I'm John Hockenberry, broadcasting once more today from member station WBEZ Chicago, where we will get a tangible sense of how this city and Paris are connected. Later this hour, a reminder of our connected world through commerce, through culture, and through the mixing of populations. And that is largely our focus this hour, is the movement of people escaping crisis and seeking peace and a better life, also a vehicle where terrorism comes along for the ride. Passionate thoughts on both sides of that question.
It's time for us here in America to secure our borders and to keep our people safe as well from these radical evil terrorists.
When you know that some of the people that are coming from that region have the potential to be terrorists, we can't take a chance on that.
That's two out of, at last count, 25 U.S. governors, mostly Republicans, saying they are dubious of or dead set against taking in new migrants from Syria after the Paris attacks. You heard Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal and Alabama Governor Robert Bentley. We also caught up with a governor yesterday who said closing our borders now is wrong, Democrat Jack Markell from Delaware.
We are a land of immigrants. So I just think we can be true to our values. And we can keep people safe at the same time. And I think the idea that we're just going to reject people from coming in when so many of these people, I mean, the overwhelming majority of these people, all they want is they want to raise their children in peace.
When I hear folks say that, well, maybe we should just admit the Christians but not the Muslims. When I hear political leaders suggesting that there would be a religious test for which person who's fleeing from a war-torn country is admitted, when some of those folks themselves come from families who benefited from protection when they were fleeing political persecution, that's shameful. That's not American. That's not who we are.
Are President Obama and Governor Markell right on this issue, or are Bobby Jindal and the Republican governors right? Remember, the Statue of Liberty symbolizes the millions of immigrants who have come to our shores, mostly European immigrants. That is us as Americans. But there have also been laws banning Africans and Asians, laws not changed until 1965. There was a hesitation to take in Jewish refugees in the 20th century that resulted in their deaths in the Holocaust. The internment of Japanese people for no reason other than their race, something upheld by the Supreme Court in Korematsu versus the United States. The persecution of non-Christian Native Americans in the Trail of Tears. The casting of the Vietnamese as having no respect for human life, as General William Westmoreland did during the Vietnam War. This is also us. And this tension will play out in the coming weeks, and on this program, we hope you register your thoughts on who we actually are as Americans. You can reach us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Joining us, Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. It would appear that we are not the America of give me your tired, your poor this week.
Well, John, the same pressure that you've talked about today of the 27 Republican governors who are refusing to settle any Syrian refugees in their states has spread to Capitol Hill. Just came from a press conference with House Speaker Paul Ryan. Here's what he had to say.
Our nation has always been welcoming, but we cannot let terrorists take advantage of our compassion. This is a moment where it's better to be safe than to be sorry. So we think the prudent, the responsible things take a pause in this particular aspect of this refugee program in order to verify that terrorists are not trying to infiltrate the refugee population.
Well, nobody's opposed to caution, but it sounds like this might be an opportunity for Representative Peter King, who is politically all over this issue. Listen.
As a practical matter, there is no vetting. I wouldn't rely on the UN. I'm saying the U.S. is doing very inadequate vetting, if any vetting. You know, there's no databases. There's nothing to check the information against.
He thinks this whole program is out of control.
Yeah, he does. And Peter King is chairman of the Counterterrorism and Intelligence Subcommittee. So he's right in the middle of this issue, as you say. And he's also right in the middle of a new task force that Paul Ryan says is up and running already. House Republicans want to have new legislation as early as this week, John, on refugees and on the broader strategy. They want to put more pressure on the president to come up with a comprehensive strategy to defeat, not just contain ISIS. And then also this issue of the refugees. Paul Ryan says the task force will also come up with legislation to curtail or pause the Syrian refugee program. The exact parameters of that haven't taken shape yet. Some members are talking about having the Director of National Intelligence or somebody else high up in the administration certify that each of these people is safe before they can be let in. Of course, that puts the political onus on somebody else. If there ever were an attack or if there ever were somebody verified who was a terrorist who was admitted under the program.
it's even bigger than that. What has happened here, the Republicans have, and there's an argument for this, have militarized the question of immigration policy when it comes to refugees from conflict zones, because if this is a tactic of ISIS, then all of a sudden the Pentagon, you know, the Director of National Security needs to get involved in this vetting process because this is a military tactic. You spoke with the Republican from Kansas, Congressman Tim Huelskamp, about this.
Well, I think it's incumbent on the president that he make absolutely certain that every refugee he accepts is thoroughly vetted and make certain we're not importing ISIS terrorists posing as refugees.
Who's opposed to this caution and militarization of the whole issue of whether we accept refugees or not?
Well, John, as you can probably predict, a lot of the Democrats are saying that cracking down on this refugee program out of fear or before it's really up and running runs counter to American history and counter to American values. Listen to Dick Durbin here. He's a senator from Illinois.
We need to be careful. When any refugee comes to the United States, we should give them a thorough investigation. But for us to step back and say we are going to stop being a refuge for refugees from around the world is really a retreat from America's values.
Now, John, Senate Democrats tell me they don't have a comprehensive pushback strategy on this just yet. They don't know if they want to modify the president's program or simply try to block Republicans. That hasn't been decided. One thing that's interesting, though, about what Paul Ryan said he doesn't want to wait until the big omnibus spending deadline of December 11th. And that's important. That's Paul Ryan saying he doesn't want to have a shutdown confrontation over this issue. He wants to legislate prior to that. It remains to be seen whether House conservatives who want this program stopped will put the old pressure, the old Boehner pressure on Paul Ryan to defund and go to the mat on that. That hasn't been decided either, but Paul Ryan's trying to avoid that.
But this is really historic. I mean, there's plenty of history in the American track record in dealing with refugees of closing borders and pushing people out. But this is suddenly a military issue, and that could be a game changer. Todd Zwillich, thanks so much.
You got it, John.